A medical experiment that failed is giving researchers new optimism about treating Alzheimer's disease. The experiment involved a vaccine intended to keep Alzheimer's from progressing. Scientists stopped the study last year after some patients developed severe side effects. But NPR's John Hamilton reports new results from that study suggest the vaccine actually works.
When the Alzheimer's vaccine trial ended in failure last year, some researchers began to wonder whether the approach of using a vaccine had a future. Dr. Steven Greenberg, a neurologist at Harvard, says the new study should revive their enthusiasm.
This is really potentially the most exciting finding in human research in Alzheimer's disease in many years. It would say that for really the first time, there's a hint that a treatment in humans can actually modify the course of the disease.
The vaccine causes the body's immune system to create antibodies that attack a protein called beta amyloid. Many scientists believe beta amyloid deposits lead to the brain damage found in Alzheimer's. Researchers gave the vaccine to about 300 Alzheimer's patients in Europe before calling it quits. The new study, published in the journal Neuron, looks at 30 of those patients 1 year after treatment. Greenberg says the results, though preliminary, are tantalizing.
The patients who developed antibodies against the amyloid deposits appeared to stabilize. So in that 1 year where normally there would be some progression of their Alzheimer's disease, their memory loss, they showed either little or no progression over that time.
Greenberg says that's impressive if the benefits last and are seen in other patients in the study. The finding is the latest twist in a story that began in 1999. That's when animal experiments first suggested that the body's own immune system could fight Alzheimer's. Savin Kachaturian is senior science advisor to the Alzheimer's Association. Before 1999, he says, researchers had been trying to restore brain cells rather than protect them from beta amyloid.
When the vaccine idea came, it was a totally different approach in the sense that it was going after one of the suspected prime causes of the disease, and that it promised to halt that in its tracks. For that reason, it was very exciting.
Kachaturian says success in animals quickly led to the European study of people.
But then, after the trial started, some patients showed some serious side effects, and that resulted in halting the trial, and that was a big, big disappointment.
About 6% of patients experienced brain swelling, and some rapidly lost mental function. One died, and an autopsy suggested inflammation had damaged the brain. But it also appeared to have cleaned out deposits of beta amyloid. Bengt Wingblad is an Alzheimer's researcher at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden. He says it's been unclear whether the vaccine helped any patients until now.
This study is really showing that the concept of vaccination is alive.
And he says that should mean a burst of scientific activity.
I am very optimistic because I think this study reported in Neuron will stimulate still more research and also really activate the drug companies involved.
There's a big incentive. The U.S. alone has 4 million people with Alzheimer's, and today's treatments offer only marginal improvements. Greenberg says that puts researchers in a tough spot.
Where we are is really a very high-stakes situation where there's potentially great promise and also potentially great risk to exciting this inflammatory response to amyloid in the brain.
Greenberg says it's likely scientists can make the vaccine safer or identify people who shouldn't get it. Failing that, he says, researchers will have to decide whether the vaccine's benefits outweigh its considerable risk. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.